When the World Cup is on, it's everything for fans of the beautiful game. For those of us who aren't soccer fans, even we get wrapped up in the winners, the losers, the memorable matches, and of course, being soccer and FIFA, there's usually some politics and scandal. 12 years ago, when the rotten-to-the-core FIFA awarded Qatar the World Cup, the timing was odd. The small, hot, very traditional Muslim desert country isn't exactly a world draw for soccer, so there are the complaints of human rights and worker abuses, and the Emir of Qatar suddenly decides to ban all beer sales in his nation's 8 new stadiums, where Budweiser had paid $75 million for the sponsorship rights. So plenty of drama even before the games begin, but they're on now, exciting, and Budweiser, in a marketing coup, decides to ship all the beer that will go unused to the country that wins the World Cup, wanting to bring the celebration to the winners. Good idea. Soccer? Time to play on. I'm John Gormley.